From country to town, people are helping people every day to make something of themselves and their communities. Join us on JIS Radio and see how Jamaicans are sharing the love.
You know those kind of people who only help people who can help them? Mm-hmm. We all know those kind of people, don't we? But we won't be focusing on them. Today we'll be looking at a collaborative effort between public and private sector entities to help at-risk communities. You want to find out who is sharing the love? Then stick around. This is what some promoters have been singing since May 2014 and the start of what will continue to be a major social intervention for vulnerable and at-risk communities, the first Gaspro Street Style Cook-Up. The Gaspro Street Style Cook-Up is designed to connect with volatile communities through a food festival that brings the culinary talents of the residents to the fore while integrating products and services of stakeholders and partners. The partnership involves the Planning Institute of Jamaica, PIOJ, through its Community Renewal Program, CRP, and private sector companies, Massey Gas Products Limited, Gaspro, Project Management Company, Carrington Direct, as well as other private sector sponsors. Chief Strategic Planner at Carrington Direct, Carrington Peter Morgan, says the idea for the cook-up came during last year's staging of Restaurant Week, when Gaspro approached his company about a project to empower inner-city communities. After some deliberation, the group came up with, you guessed it, the Gaspro Street Style Cook-Up.
At the face of it, it is a cooking competition, but as you draw closer, as you get more into it, you understand that it's not just a competition, it's not just an event, it is getting into the lifestyle of the community, it's getting into understanding the community's wants, the community's needs, the gaps that the community would have, the potential of the community. It's actually a series of mini projects. It is an entire month in a particular community. And so what we decided is to actually create a series of projects that are not just food related, but we call them street style related. And it's actually going to go for the next 4 years, and it is going to hit some of the major communities across the island.
The first street style cook-up was in May in the Parade Gardens community, and it was successful.
Very, very successful event. The residents of Parade Gardens are still talking about it. They're still benefiting not only from the private sector companies that were involved, but also from the government agencies. The partnership with the Government Planning Institute, and more specifically, the Community Renewal Program, has been very key to what we're doing.
Technical Specialist for Socioeconomic Development with the PIOJ's CRP, Charmaine Brim, says the partnership aligns perfectly with the mandate of the program. The CRP is responsible for coordinating government's social intervention program in 100 of the most volatile and vulnerable communities in Kingston, St. Andrew, St. Catherine, Clarendon, and St. James. Ms. Brim says since the first street-style cook-up, the CRP is now more active with its coordination activities in Parade Gardens to ensure that more of the residents are benefiting from social services.
All the entrepreneurs who were a part of the competition, the 17, has been linked to Heart Trust for certification. We have identified from the workshop 25 community persons in different business areas who have also been linked to Heart for certification in their particular areas of expertise. We have also been able to link persons to the Jamaica Business Development Corporation. We can speak specifically to one of the participants, Rosalind Dwyer, who is a juice person, who through JBDC they have advanced her in terms of helping her to develop her logo, doing business cards, and just positioning her now to be able to build out her juice business in a more fulsome way.
So the second staging of the Gaspro Street Style Cook-Up competition will take place on Saturday, November 29 on West Bay Farm Road in Waterhouse, St. Andrew. The CRP will be using the opportunity to address unemployment and provide residents with information on how to get their food handler's permit, birth certificates, and taxpayer registration number, TRN. that's it for today's program. Join us again next week, same time, same place, and let's find out who's sharing the love. Till then, take care.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.